Welcome to the Knockdown Media News Break on the Wrestling Perspective Podcast, where we fill you in on the biggest stories of the week. I'm Knockdown Media's Chris Calicut. WWE recently announced a new Superstars for Hope campaign that will benefit the Boys and Girls Club of America. You can bid on one-of-a-kind WWE experiences, as well as meet-and-greets, concert and sports tickets, and memorabilia. The highest-priced item as of March 31st is a one-hour pitch meeting with entrepreneur and superstar of Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, and it's valued at over $10,000. Happy Rusev Day, everyone! Not only do you get to celebrate this lovely holiday, but you also get to celebrate his win from SmackDown Live last week, which got him into the U.S. title match at WrestleMania. He'll be facing Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal, and the always glorious Bobby Roode. According to sources, the switch was made to put Rusev in the match due to his skyrocketing merchandise sales. The recently returned Daniel Bryan announced last Tuesday that his first match back in the ring will be of the tag team variety, tagging up with his SmackDown Live corporate cohort, Shane McMahon. They'll take on the recently fired Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, who have kept kayfabe alive, by the way. And if Owens and Zayn win, they get their jobs back.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Not only is that a bad Hulk Hogan impression, but you won't be seeing him in WWE anytime soon either. After being spotted at the Andre the Giant documentary screening, speculation of his return led to WWE releasing the following statement, and I quote, "Hulk Hogan is an important part of Andre the Giant's history. However, his appearance at tonight's HBO premiere of the documentary and his plans to help others learn from his mistakes does not mean that WWE is rehiring him. Hogan is not scheduled to be at any upcoming WWE events," end quote. In NXT news, GM Mr. William Regal announced that the brand will be unveiling a new title at TakeOver New Orleans, the North American Championship. The debuting EC3 alongside Ricochet will be a part of the match, which is a six-man ladder match that also includes Lars Sullivan, Killian Dane, Adam Cole, and the Velveteen Dream. Court Bauer's MLW promotion has reached a television deal with BN Sports. Longtime wrestling commentator Tony Schiavone will be calling the action after a long stint off of television. They'll run a weekly one-hour show beginning Friday, April 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern with replays at 11 p.m. Eastern. This week's Impact Wrestling episode drew its best rating since 2016 with nearly 400,000 viewers. This is up considerably from the 2017 average of 310,000. The number it competed with in 2016 happens to be the final deletion episode filmed at the Hardy Compound in North Carolina. Be sure to tune in to the Wrestling Perspective Podcast each week with Impact's Petey Williams and Dennis Farrell. Subscribe on iTunes and iHeartMedia and rate it, just like Petey's matches, 5 stars. Follow the guys on Twitter at iPetyWilliams, at Dennis77Farrell, and you can follow me at Knockdown_Media. For your Knockdown News Break on the Wrestling Perspective Podcast, this is Chris Calicut.